It's Thursday, April 25th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Pro-Palestinian protests took root on university campuses across the country Wednesday as tensions remained high between students and administrators at Columbia University. Columbia gave demonstrators until Thursday night to disassemble an encampment there following almost a week of protests the university has struggled to contain. It initially set a deadline of midnight Wednesday before extending it. The university said discussions between the school and the protesters are continuing, and the student demonstrators have agreed to take down some of their tents. Meanwhile, students at other schools, including Brown University, Emerson College, Harvard, and the University of Texas, are holding protests and establishing encampments. At Columbia, President Manoush Shafiq has faced growing discontent over her handling of the campus crisis. In other news, top business groups and a national tax services firm filed lawsuits Wednesday challenging a new FTC ban on non-compete agreements, cases that will test the agency's power to broadly prohibit practices it says are anti-competitive. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce challenged the regulation in federal court in East Texas, while the tax firm Ryan LLC filed its lawsuit in Dallas federal court. Other business groups joined the chamber's suit, including the Business Roundtable, which represents chief executive offices of some of the country's biggest employers. The rule, issued by the FTC on Tuesday, prohibits companies from enforcing existing non-compete agreements on anyone other than senior executives. The FTC says 1 in 5 Americans is subject to non-compete agreements. Around the world, Ukraine for the first time has begun using long-range ballistic missiles provided secretly by the United States, bombing a Russian military airfield in Crimea last week and Russian forces in another occupied area overnight, American officials said Wednesday. Long sought by Ukrainian leaders, the new missiles give Ukraine nearly double the striking distance, up to 190 miles, that it had with the mid-range version of the weapon that it received from the U.S. last October. "We've already sent some, and we will send more now that we have additional authority and money," White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said. The additional missile systems were included in a new military aid package signed by President Biden on Wednesday. Mr. Biden approved delivery of the long-range Army tactical missile systems in February, and then in March, the U.S. included a significant number of them in a $300 million aid package. Back in the U.S., almost 4 out of every 10 people in the United States live in a place where air pollution is considered bad enough to put their health at risk, the American Lung Association warned in its latest State of the Air report released on Wednesday. That proportion of people, about 39% of the population, had risen sharply since earlier rounds of pollutant data were analyzed for the annual report last year, and the trends were especially pronounced in certain parts of the country. This year's air quality report was based on pollution data collected in 2020, 2021, and 2022 by the Environmental Protection Agency. Exposure to particulate matter in the air can potentially cause or exacerbate respiratory and cardiovascular problems, according to health officials. At the top of the list of worst U.S. cities for daily and year-round particle pollution was Bakersfield, California, followed by Fresno, Eugene, Oregon, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. And several of the king's horses and a few of his men sparked chaos on London streets Wednesday when members of the household cavalry lost their mounts, allowing the animals to gallop through rush hour traffic, careening into cabs and double-decker buses while being pursued by police over several miles. The upset started earlier in the morning with the preparations for Trooping the Colour, an annual military parade to mark King Charles III's official birthday in June. The news lit up social media that equine members of the Household Cavalry, which styles itself as the trusted guardians of the monarch, had gone rogue. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.